closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jimmy Dolan Show.
Woo!
Jimmy Dolan
Show. Yeah. Jack Road. Jack Road Show.
Jack is here as well.
Hey, did you see that dude that did the sticker in the back of his truck?
Is Jimmy here?
Jimmy just showed up.
Yeah.
I thought I might maybe go to my
just in time.
Show, yes.
Jack, Counselor Curtis.
Hey, Counselor. Hey, Counselor.
Hey.
Engineer Eric.
Hey, I'm still around.
The Quattro.
You pay me 100 Quattlus, I'll show up.
Yeah.
The Jimmy Doan Show.
Well, hey, we're finally back with you. It's obvious that...
April 3rd.
Thought we were pod fading because the numbers dropped way off.
But no. Right. April 3rd, 2008, we're back.
Yeah.
Finally.
April Fools.
Yeah. You know, a lot of the headlines that came through, you didn't know if it was April Fools or not. I mean, like the nipple girl or whatever it was. You know,
the booby bum.
She was some girl.
The booby trap?
Wouldn't let her through security.
Wouldn't let her through security or something like that. And
I wouldn't either.
And then there was some, you know, some stuff about a war in Iraq. You know, I thought it was a joke, you know. And then the budget in Washington, D.C., I thought that was a joke. For sure.
Yeah. Well, that was all. Yeah. Oh, that wasn't a joke?
No, that's what I'm saying. You couldn't tell.
Oh, but the Hillary sniper comment.
Yeah, Hillary.
Oh,
and there's some guy,
awesome.
Some guy who's half black and half white is running.
Anybody but Hillary.
And it's just, you know, it's just like April Fool's.
She was comparing herself to Rocky Balboa the other day.
Except Rocky lost.
That was the whole point. It was like, as the hangar doctor saying, Rocky got beat by a black man.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oops.
Oops.
What happened?
Blick.
It's gonna happen. Well, it would blick. Yeah.
Well.
So, what's gonna go? What's gonna happen now? We just did our whole show.
Huh? Yeah, that's it. Okay, done. And thank you all for tuning in.
Hey.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Rocking.
Okay. That's it.
The world's fastest post, folks.
That's it. That's right. Noah, some of the stuff that came up is, I'm not 100% sure we're gonna even have another show because the.
Doomsday.
The particle accelerator.
The big wave coming through New York.
I so want them to fire that up.
Oh, well, it's going to be great. I mean, but we're going to talk about that a little
head
bit.
Right,
but it's,
towards Jimmy's studio?
No, the whole planet sucked into
gone,
a black hole.
Gone, yeah.
Yeah, gone
yeah.
forever.
All right, well, hey, thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in.
I appreciate all those years of support. And, mm-hmm. I mean, if it's just...
You can email us at jimmy@jimmydoan.com.
JimmyDoanBlackHole.com or something like that.
For
the time being, right. Yes, right. So we got Brazil coming on. I haven't heard of them for a while. Sweden, Yara, Mina, Venaris, Feria, hello, you know, hey, for the Malaysia, for God's sake. Kuala Lumpur, I can't believe that. And I can't even...
Why not,
I like
Jimmy?
Malaysia. They got
Denmark,
good diving
New
over
Zealand,
Jimmy,
course,
your father is universal. Can't you see the power?
Look, you know, it's an interesting
guy. Netherlands.
I didn't realize this. There's a place in Pennsylvania called Tuconacock or something.
Captain, we are being hailed.
Take on a cock?
Whatever, I guess. And then Orem, Utah, where Jimmy's going to be this
Hop
summer.
Hop on a cock.
That'll be kind of fun. Yeah, I'm going to... Jimmy's heading up to Washington, D.C. next week or in a week and a half or so.
I'm sorry. Too zesty for you?
Sorry, just a slip.
Oh, no,
ahead,
man. Keep them coming.
That was popcorn. Jack Rose made popcorn out of my hand with buttery.
Was that the doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. I love the doctor. He's good, man.
Hey, I heard the Doctor Who was coming back. All new things and everything.
Uh-oh. Yeah, they're firing it up.
Oh, my God. That's, you know, oh, my God. With the Daleks and everything.
Uh-oh. No. Yeah, slipped into geek mode there for a second. Sorry about that.
I never slip out.
Yeah. All right. So, anything in particular you guys want to talk about?
Well, we want to talk about some local stuff. Then, too, if we're still going down the list and all that.
Well, line
well,
them up.
I want to hear about the particle accelerator.
Yeah, let's
sure.
start with that.
Okay,
yeah,
the
okay.
particle accelerator.
We're all going to be dead.
This is kind of a light note.
We're
really.
Doomed.
We're a dark note. I guess.
Yeah, no, it's a light note. We're doomed.
Yeah, we're doomed. I sent that out. The particle accelerator.
Give
this
us some
is
background.
The, this
here.
Is the okay. They are, as you well know, I don't know anything about this stuff. It's physics, right?
I'll tell you.
It's the, the large.
They've created a big super collider over there. It's like on the border of like three countries, I think.
What is it, like about 10 miles around or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, it takes up a lot of space underground.
And what's the super collider? What's it colliding?
It collides like two particles, like two protons or something like that.
Atoms?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, not even a whole atom. I mean, like a piece of one.
Right.
And then they crash into like another one.
Right.
And it's a big deal, and they've spent a couple of billion dollars on this thing.
Does it go boom?
That's what we don't know.
Well, look, here's the thing though. We gotta keep going with the story. So there's this thing, and it hasn't started up yet, okay, the super collider, all right? And then there's a group of people who are apparently suing in federal court out in Hawaii to keep this thing from starting up. And their claim is that if it starts up, it's going to create mini black holes that will, of course, a little mini black hole, even if it's small, would do a catastrophic damage.
So this is going to be a byproduct of this.
Right.
But it'll suck the earth in. There was a movie about this. They did a movie on this. Remember the... No, yeah, seriously, there was a fictional
it's
science...
It's a movie!
And it's where not they, where, reality. They, where they created this little black hole, and you know, the whole... the lab was being sucked in and everything
this is like
that.
The, so we're going to light the atmosphere on fire.
I think they put a plug in it or something, or...
Let me guess. The people that are building it say it's absolutely safe. Nothing's going to happen at all.
Pretty much.
And this is the start of the movie. Right. And by an hour and 57 minutes later, by the end of the movie, we realize that it's not all right. And the entire world has exploded.
You wouldn't hear it. Like you would hear it.
Yeah.
Who knows?
If a tree falls in the...
Here's the problem I have with this black hole theory. I think this whole thing will be thrown out of court. It's a non-issue. Because...
Well, first of all, it's showing in Hawaii.
Does the black hole have a good representation?
Hold on. Let's hear the legal opinion on this.
The legal thing
is... Because believe me, this is all started by lawyers.
Man, you're innocent until you run out of money.
Let's hear what you got to say.
I can sue to make them do that.
Mr. Lawyer Man.
They got to present something credible to the...
like an actual black hole?
Right.
Hey, darling, come on over here.
And you're going to tell me a jury is even going to understand what a Large Hadron Collider is? The world's biggest particle accelerator? When George and Martha are sitting there on the jury eating popcorn going, what in the hell are they talking about?
Fire it up. Crank it.
Light that view.
Well, the thing is that a lot of this they were talking about, some of the, of course, it was a joke that some of the scientists, when they first set up the first A-bomb, and they said, well, it might ignite the atmosphere.
Right.
But the physicists were all joking about that. They knew damn well it wasn't going to do it, but they were telling the media, and the media, of course, ran with it. I mean,
well, this is what, you know, they're trying to
April Fool.
Look, one thing about a black hole, everybody should know, is they're super massive. That's why they cause catastrophic destruction. Right. You know, they have this huge gravitational field around.
You can have a black hole the size of a pinhead.
Well, and
it's not even that big.
How are you going to create it by crashing together two super light
tiny particles?
Particles. You're not going to all of a sudden create a whole bunch of mass. You know?
Yes, you are.
And a black hole is not a hole in the sense that you're going to rip a hole in the.
And this space-time continuum,
and the monsters
start
coming
out. It's a big hole, and we fall in it.
Yeah.
Well, or somebody else comes out. What I mean, people come out. That's the real fear, isn't it?
Now Jimmy's thinking, man.
Yeah.
Who's coming out of that hole?
You know, that's right. All the aliens come out.
And it's funny, because it's like...
Thanks for opening the door.
It's like the opposite of exploration, though, with Jimmy. It's, you know, most people see that hole, they see that mountain... They see that cave and they want to just go in it. They want to conquer. Jimmy says, "I'm just gonna sit here and wait to see what the hell comes out."
I got my lawn chair.
I wonder who's gonna
try right, lawn chair, beer, right. little doobie,
little doobie.
That's it. Don't explorers found on the edge of the water. You know,
I came out and there was this hideous beast with a doobie and
a beer, and he was sitting in this reclining lawn thing.
Some kind of Route 66 shirt.
With his headphones on.
That's it.
And he's trying to tape me doing something.
And some damn computer with an apple on it.
That's it.
Yeah, from his lap.
No, so
like
anyway,
the last millennium.
But lawyer there, person, one of the things is
we're going to give him a chance to talk here.
Yeah,
the simple fact is they're not going to win because they're in the wrong court.
Right.
They
have
no jurisdiction.
Well, that
I mean,
all that stuff, too.
The thing is, there's a million reasons, but I thought it was funny that these people are, you don't have
that
to have any brains to sue anything. The thing about it, though, that I don't, maybe you've overlooked here, one of the things that somebody said, if you have a teaspoonful of a neutron star, it weighs, like a trillion tons or something, half the weight of the Earth or something like
right.
that. Well, black holes are even heavier, even denser. So it would not surprise me that you could get something the size of a proton, say, that weighed, a jillion tons.
Oh, no, and I agree with you there. But that mass, that matter, is not going to come out of
I see what you're saying. Well, of course, then the question would be if
you take two wiffle balls and you slap them together, you don't get like the Empire State Building.
Well, no, but if the wiffle ball, if the masses of those two wiffle balls shrink to micro nanometer size, then
it's still a wiffle ball mass, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's still the same mass.
Yeah.
It's much denser.
Yeah.
But you never go negative such that it would suck in,
it's sucking you in, man.
I don't go with the mini black hole theory.
I'm sticking. That's my theory.
All right, so
okay. Well, this is great, though. But when are they firing this damn thing? I want to see it work. I want to see it play.
Let's call in the experts. Hangar Dogs, would y'all clear that up for us?
Hey, that's right. We have.
Hey, we should get some damn VIP seats.
Let's get some call.
There's dot mill.
Yeah, exactly.
They seems like little enough to. I thought it was interesting though. The Hangar Dogs, the stuff we get sent from them. It comes.
Oh, how about the Japanese pee machine?
The new Wii toy.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean the Pee Wee.
It's
no, I mean really. I can you imagine?
You have to explain this to the listeners.
I know this is unbelievable. The Wii, of course,
strap on something, right?
Yeah, nah. But the Wii has the remote.
Right.
You wave it around. You play tennis, golf, all that stuff. Okay, in Japanese, God, always ahead of the curve in this thing. They got a thing. It's a strap-on dong.
Yeah.
And the object is, and it's got...
It's like whack-a-mole.
Yeah, and what you do is you whiz into these toilets, and you see if on the screen, it's...
That's pretty nice.
And the beauty is... Girls get to understand what it's like to do it standing up.
Is worth its weight in gold.
I would give anything to watch that one. I'm here to tell you that would be worth. Jimmy's going to take a trip to Japan to watch somebody play that one.
Click on YouTube. Let's find it.
No, there is.
YouTube.
That's right. They do have a. I haven't watched
YouTube.
It.
No, we have a link to it.
Okay,
we'll link to that, Jack.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What a great idea. I've been telling you.
No, but who would come up with a pee game? And apparently, it's like three toilets, and the lids open and close randomly, and you're not. And if you get too much on the floor, it's a bad thing. And
konnichiwa.
Yeah, konnichiwa. Exactly right.
You gotta love it, man.
That is just.
Gambatte.
Omoshiroi.
Ooh, doranaga.
Gambatte. That's it, man.
So anyway, then the next thing I had on one of the next things I had on the list was, and I did not realize this. We've talked before about animal rights, which of course there are none. Now, although here, interesting enough, in the Florida
Constitution, there's not supposed to have any.
Not supposed to have any, but actually, in the Florida Constitution, I don't know if you know this, but in the Constitution of the state of Florida, pigs have rights.
We talked about that,
and of course we also talked about the local county nerds here decided that they were smarter than all the people in Hawthorne because they considered. Hawthorne,
the
which is
grease pig thing, right?
Yeah, the grease pig thing, and they said you can't have your.
So what are they doing in Switzerland then?
In Switzerland, is a push to stop Swiss cats from being turned into coats and hats. That sounds like something out of Dr. Seuss. Swiss cats and coats and hats. Lucerne, Switzerland. Here's the byline. Had one of her cats disappeared last October, Isabel Nidegger would simply have assumed that it had lost its way in a nearby forest and been attacked by a dog or a wild animal, but Zeus. A two-year-old black tabby vanished. A few days later, it was her two-year-old black and white tabby, Zora, and finally the prize of her brood, so another cat. All were gone within the first couple weeks of the fall hunting season. It turns out that in Switzerland, it is not illegal to flay cats and make coats and hats out of them.
It's cold in Switzerland, man. I think anything with fur is fair game.
Fair game, right?
But I didn't realize this, that apparently Switzerland is the last country to not... It's okay to hunt cats for fur, for their fur, like you do, otters or whatever the hell it is. I don't know.
It should be, man. I mean, you wouldn't.
Beavers.
I I wouldn't.
The
do
domestic
it, but...
you're allowed to shoot a domestic cat if it strays more than 200 yards from its home.
Especially in Jimmy Doan's neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right. Well, I did get the new pellet gun.
What is that from? The 200-yard thing. Where is that from?
Well, I don't know why it's 200 yards in Switzerland. It must be 200 meters, but it doesn't really matter. So anyway, the estimates of each pelt vary wildly. They only pay about $5, but animal rights advocates say that hunters make much more than that, of course, noting that some blankets made from 10 pelts retail for $1,700.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, Brigitte Bardot is in there. Have you seen her latest picture?
No, is she hot?
Oh, God, she has really...
aged.
Oh my God! I'm telling you. I mean, I remember sneaking out of high school to go down and watch "And God Created Woman" or whatever it was. You know, because it was illegal.
They had movies.
It was a talkie, actually, and there was a fellow in the back who was actually winding it through.
I'd say there was a guy playing the piano.
Yeah, or, and everything. Yeah, you know, okay. You hear it
because
the film went in the back. Sure, I mean we had. But I'm telling you now, she's about 150 and looks older.
Wow.
I'm
damn.
Telling you. So.
Send her Jimmy Dunn mug.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, this probably, you know, again, the same thing. It's very personal for many people because cats are more than animals. It says here.
They're manimals.
Yeah. So anyway, the reason that they're the Swiss.
More than
apparently
animals.
The reason, the only reason the Swiss are thinking about passing the law. This is what really gets me about this is you always want to ask a legislator person, what's in it for you? And they, you know, when they say it's for the good of the community,
anything to get them elected,
anything. It's of course it is, you know, and it's always about them. There's no question. So anyway, the problem is that around all over Europe now, they've been publishing these articles that portray Switzerland, I guess, in cartoons as a cat slaying country. I don't know what the cartoons look like, but they've got to be, you know, these hideous cartoons where they show some guy in a Swiss hat with one of those big old long horns, you know, and a saber or something in the other end slicing. It's going to be, it's like a Twinkle and Winky on Simpsons or whatever it is. Scratchy and Itchy.
Twinkie and Winky, same thing.
I've seen both those movies.
A lot of Chinese restaurants in Switzerland or something? I don't know. Maybe.
It's Vietnamese, that is, around here. Yeah, no, you don't. Yeah. What is Curtis's thing? It's,
thank you.
We don't see your cat. Stop asking.
Stop calling. We don't have your cat.
That is so funny. The next big item, of course, was the TSA is in the news again.
That's what I like to do to TSA.
Yeah.
Is this
a nipple ring?
This is the nipple ring complaint.
The nipple bomb.
All right, so a little background here. Woman going through security makes
she's
it.
She's like 36, man. Right,
makes it. We'll talk about that later.
Mandy, M-A-N-D-I.
Mandy. So she makes it through the first checkpoint. No problem.
You notice the first syllable of her name is Man, right, which gives you a hint right off the bat.
So she has nipple rings, metal nipple rings. She makes it through the first walkthrough, you know.
And then what happened?
No problem. And then someone waved the wand
in front of her.
In front of her boobs.
Right.
And got a beep. And then.
Not that right. Beep.
Okay.
That's the death beep.
It's more like, So
she did what? So did she freak out?
So, no, well, they asked her, she questioned her. She said she had two nipple rings, but they could not be removed. They said no. Well, they can be removed. They went
carefully. They come with the nipple.
Right. They got the one. I guess they got the one out, and then they started to use pliers on the second.
We can remove them.
But I love this. I love this. The agent then, apparently the woman was doing the wanding, and she called over her male colleague who asked to see the jewelry.
No.
I'd like to see her.
Mandy, the...
Please, baby, can you come to me in the other room, and we'll talk about your... my heart.
So Mandy offered to expose her breasts to the female attendant,
right?
Who refused? And let me tell you, if you saw a picture of Mandy, you'd see why she refused.
Oh yeah.
Left her broom outside. What? Took an airplane instead of a broom this
time.
Right,
left her broom in the car.
Okay. Exactly broom wasn't working. I'm gonna fly.
Here's this girl, and I guess they're thinking, well, look, if there's metal here, that means we don't know how much metal there is. Like. As if she's got like a pineapple stuffed in each breast or something, you know. She's gonna storm the cockpit, rip out both nipple rings.
And that's assault with a deadly weapon. with a deadly breast, Your Honor.
Well, of course, what happened was that can you imagine? They gave her pliers to take out the second one, and I guess she's suing them or something like that. And they said, well, we're going to change. We're not going to require in the future maybe a total removal of all the nipple rings, but we want, but no apology to her or anything like that.
Yeah, no, they said, thank you for bringing this issue to the forefront of awareness or something, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, well.
I think EJ was like, you know, no, no,
yeah, yeah, no, that was great.
Apology.
That's right. Yeah, they can't. They just, can't the words it. Just yeah. The words just don't.
Can't
they don't come.
It doesn't come out.
They don't come very well at all. Well, I did find it interesting that the you know, we talked a little bit about the library. Did I tell you that they had another editorial in the
really?
Update on the
hey,
update.
Speaking of the library, let's get that crazy George Elmore in here, man.
Yeah,
that guy, he's out of control, and I like it.
Yeah.
You know, we get him on the phone.
Yeah, get him
His
on the phone.
His fan base is hot right now.
Well, I'll tell you, there was a lot of letters, you know, I mentioned that in the last show, I think.
He's a crazy dude.
The letters were calling him all kinds of fancy, so stupid names and everything like that. You know, pillory.
Pillory, right. Not Hillary.
Hillary by Hillary, right. Interestingly enough, the editor, who is a screaming near-commie liberal person.
Oh, yeah. No, he has a Che Guevara backpack.
He's going to be a guest on our next show.
And he wrote a complete,
not really,
like a two-page editorial saying that this was one of the greatest letters he'd ever seen.
the blast shield.
I saw that one.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, no, I can believe they know.
Well, at least she's open to free speech. And
yeah, no, I mean, that's what the surprising part of the whole thing is. That, I mean, really, you know, you take a
like
person
liberals
takes...
Liberals are all about free speech and individual rights.
Oh, yeah.
They are. They just want...
Yeah, they just want the government taking them all away from you so they can have their own.
Well
they just want to control them.
Well, they just, look, they're on the side of right on that issue. It's just that they want to take your money to do it, you know.
Right.
It's like, just let it happen.
Yeah, that was it is interesting. So anyway, all's well that ends well, and it is. I say it hasn't ended because I can tell you this much.
It's not over.
Well, it pretty much is. If anybody thinks that the library is going to be sold
it's
off
not
or
be good,
go
yeah.
privatized or anything like that, you're out of your mind.
But it was a great stick in the hornet's nest.
It really was, and we'll do it again.
It was a good idea.
We'll have some fun.
Speaking of budget cuts.
Yeah, speaking of budget cuts, this is great. We got two things here. We actually got quite a few things on budget.
You know, that library sale would cover this next item.
Which is what?
Which is the public defender's office.
Oh, you know, that.
The public defender's office?
Yeah, the public defender's.
Freaking hysterical.
What I liked about this is one of the things that they have. I'm not sure exactly what happened. I do know this, that it's pretty obvious that newspaper media reporters get lazy. They've been there for a while, and they get totally lazy. We have a couple of them here that work on the Gainesville Sun, and you can tell do is, and the story comes up, and they go and interview the usual suspects. They say, so-and-so said this, so-and-so said that, end of story. No in-depth, just what they said. Well,
they go around to their friends' houses.
They need to go down and talk to a pawn shop, what's his name?
Yeah, Rich.
Rich.
Rich,
oh,
yeah.
Man.
Rich, I saw Rich today.
Really?
Oh, yeah. He's doing,
how's he doing? He's doing
fine.
Not in jail?
Yeah, actually, his trial is at the end of this month.
Really?
Yeah, they are still after him
update.
For that. Oh, well, we will, but that'll be fantastic.
What are they after him for?
This was publicized like Mr. T and Rocky?
Huh?
Is he publicized like Mr. T and Rocky? Is it going to be like a big deal?
No. It's going to be a small deal. Yeah,
you get down there and make it a big deal.
This was the guy who has a pawn shop down there. It literally is three blocks from police station.
Mm-hmm.
And so some people came in and pawned some stolen property. Of course, he didn't know it was stolen.
Right.
He fingerprinted them all, took their pictures,
right.
Had all the information on them, and come to find out about 6 months later, because you have 30 days. Every time you take in anything, you have to give a list of the stuff to the police department, which he walks it down there and hands it to him. Okay, nobody said a word. 6 months later, come to find out, he figures out that these rings were stolen. He was reading an article in the paper, something like that. So he walks down to the police station. He says, hey, these rings were stolen. And here are the guys. I have their address
here's
and their
the proof,
phone number.
Here's the prints.
And so the police went and arrested them.
Right.
Then
arrested Rich.
They arrested the perpetrators and they're in jail.
Right.
The people who stole the rings
Not good enough.
Not good enough.
We're talking about the pawn shop owner.
Right.
Now.
They arrested the guys.
They arrested the guys who actually
stole the stuff and pawned it.
Right, right. Rich found out where they were, told the police. The police went and arrested the perpetrators of this thing. Then they decided that wasn't good enough. They wanted to go ahead and arrest Rich.
Right.
For dealing in stolen property or whatever it was.
Right. Of course. Why not?
So this has been going, and he said, you know, I'm the guy that got you, you know, got these guys off the streets, yada yada. Well, apparently the state's attorney has got something up his ass about Rich. They've been after him 100 times. He's been arrested like untold number of times. They really got it in for him, but he's always gotten off. Never convicted kind of thing, you know, like
Pinky,
yeah. And so anyway, this is the first time he's actually going to trial, and
who's his attorney? Anybody we know?
No, I forget. I mean, he's.
Well, so wait, why were you beating up on the press a minute ago?
Thank you for bringing that back. Budget cuts will be felt all over. This is locally here in Florida. We're going to have about anywhere from a $2 to $4 billion actual reduction. I don't mean like a phony reduction, an actual reduction in the budget. The budget of Florida has typically been around $70 billion for a couple of years, and apparently this next year it's going to be somewhere between $66 and $68 billion. It's actually a real live, honest-to-God cut. Lloyd Dunkelberger Lloyd Dunkelberger.
Okay.
He is a long time. I read his column. He's a news reporter for the Gainesville Sun, and he's been reporting from Tallahassee for 100 years. And obviously he's gotten lazy because he interviews everybody here. He talks about the $2 billion more in new cuts, and he talks here's one of the people, Richard Parker, you know him?
I do. He's my former boss, and I'm not beating up on the public pretenders. I think they're great. I think they do a great job.
You mean public defenders?
The public defenders. Right.
But here's his comment, which is what gets me. I haven't figured out how I'm going to manage next year with the cuts, said Richard Parker, president of the Florida Public Defender Association. It's almost inconceivable. Well, you know, you play the hand you're dealt.
Well, I can tell you what they're going to do. They have conceived of it. What they're going to do is they're going to send everybody home for a few weeks, and the people are going to have to take all their cases with them. That's what it's looking like.
Well, but again, and of course, the public defender and the prosecutor's saying the same thing. But
I wish they'd cut the prosecutor's budget.
Yeah.
How much
does the prosecutor get compared to the defenders? It's a lot more, isn't it?
I would think, yeah, because the prosecutor prosecutes all the stuff that all the private people defend as well.
That's true. Yeah. Okay. Right.
So
anyway, they're talking about that they're particularly worried about, it says here in the article, particularly to arts groups and libraries. And then, quite frankly, public libraries are going to be hit from all sides, says Ruth O'Donnell, executive director of the Florida Library Association. Well, duh, what do you expect her to say? You know, the preliminary budget would cut per student spending in kindergarten through high school by $116. Now, I don't know if you know this, but here in Alachua County, the budget is $11,000 per student. $116 is not even a haircut.
$13,000. Did they drop it?
No, it's $11,000. And then the cuts for higher education will be partially offset by a 6% tuition increase. And, of course, one of the things people don't realize is here in the state of Florida, we have the lowest, even for out-of-state people. You come in here, you get an education for like half or a third of what it actually costs. In other states, you actually pay for your education, not here. And I mean, as far as the public government run universities are concerned, you damn sure pay for it down in Miami. I can tell you that. And of course, next budget, of course, cuts will fall heavily on some of the state's poorest and sickest residents, says somebody in the sick and poor department. We're hitting kids, the most vulnerable, the sickest of the sick, says Representative so-and-so, Democrat of Tallahassee, a member of the House Health Care Council. Well, duh. And then here's somebody from the rural counties, something else. She says, particularly difficult for rural counties where residents often rely on those services for their primary care. Well, so my point is that here's the AARP said, the move will put 75,000 frail elderly patients at risk. Yeah. Cervone says, I love this. Cervone, who's the state attorney for the Gainesville area, he says that the state attorneys will have to prioritize which types of cases to handle. Well, I thought you already
shouldn't they be doing that already?
And then like state's attorneys, public defenders already have difficulty retaining staff because of high caseloads. This I know for a fact. I mean, I do know that. Trial courts will be prioritizing too. Well, let's hope so. It will be, for instance, foreclosures, they say, are going to go to the back of the list, back of the line, extremely slow and painstaking to get these matters because they will not be a priority anymore. Then they talk about the roadways and this is the road department. People are saying, oh my God, the roadways are going to be more crowded and so forth. And because the budget is going to be cut, and Department of Transportation 5-year plan is going to be reduced by 2.3 billion. Well, I don't know if you know this, but we spend like untold billions for road. This is like a haircut. I mean, and they're talking about, oh, well, we're doomed.
Jonathan Edwards haircut.
Well, and this isn't just happening around us. This has happened all around the nation.
Yeah, but I know that. But I mean
something. But
my point is, it's all too often what you find is
they get the budget cut in there. I mean, who?
Well, I'll tell you exactly how they got it in. They one of the things that's different about states from the feds, of course, is that they can only spend how much money they get in. They don't have they can't print money. So when the property values here in Florida especially dropped rather dramatically, and people started not coming to the state because of the gasoline. The sales taxes dropped dramatically, and instead of collecting, $71 billion, they're only going to collect 67. Newsflash, you can only spend what you got. But the point is that one of the things that the Gainesville Sun always comes out with, which Ron Cunningham, the guy that wrote the friendly piece, normally says they want the states and the locals, everybody, to have what they call a stable funding source, which I never have understood that. Nobody else has a stable funding source. I mean, if you can be making, a pretty good salary one year and you get laid off. And the state wants to make sure that their money stays the same in spite of the fact that everybody else is hurting.
Everybody wants a stable funding source and a pretty girlfriend. I mean, what,
yeah, exactly. I mean, that's right. Elliot Spitzer. Hello. Mm-hmm. Here's the last sentence in this article. And again, I love this. Libraries would lose little under the Senate plan, but the House proposes cutting them by $10 million. Added to the local budget cuts libraries have already seen, the state reductions would force facilities to lay off staff, further cut hours, operation, and scale back educational programs for kids, said O'Donnell of the Florida Library Association. Well, duh. Yeah, no, but I mean, the point is, you have to understand again.
O'Donnell said that?
$10 million, okay. $10 million, that's for the entire state. Now, you have to understand, the budget for our... Oh, that's for O'Donnell.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Okay. But I thought it was interesting that how much of this particular article was talking about libraries.
Well, like I said, it's a relatively small amount, right?
Hey, they're picking up on the topic.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That is my point. Exactly. Libraries are mentioned in here four times, and nothing else is mentioned but once. I rest my case. They are they're feeling the paint.
Lit the fuse.
That's right. Lit the fuse. But I thought it was interesting when you look at what a lot of people don't realize is the perspective involved here. It is not a dramatic, it's not like, let me put it this way. It's like if you weigh 210 pounds and somebody said you got to weigh 190 by the end of the year.
Right.
Okay. So, I mean, I don't care who you are. You can drop 20 pounds by the end of the year. You got a year to drop 20 pounds. It's not like you're cutting off an arm or anything. I mean, you're trimming off some fat.
Well, the arm would get you 3 or 4 pounds right there. So.
Yeah. Well, I know that, but that's my point. is that what the way these people are talking is you are cutting off the head, the bone, everything. You know, this is you're eviscerating the body. No, what we're saying is you've got 365 days. This is an annual budget. You've got 365 days to drop 20 pounds. Who couldn't do it? I'm sorry. You could do it. So I'm not worried about those people. But
Doomed,
right?
Doomed.
And of course, one of the things that this also comes along in the federal thing, Hillary, of course, is going to be running around proposing. Proposing. Oh, have you seen that?
Hey, you want to take a quick break?
Yeah. Okay.
Wait. Let's talk about Hillary.
You get me all wild up about Hillary.
Have you seen?
Exactly.
No. Have you seen the pictures that are going on? Not on YouTube. But I'm just
the regular cut.
The cut and paste. Oh my God!
We'll post a bunch of them.
Oh my God! They have the one of her the standing up peeing. They have the one of this is a secret shot of her in the service room or whatever it is, standing up taking a leak. I guess with the new wee pee thing. And then they have the one where they have one of her with her and Obama on the couch. You see that where she's half
naked? No, I've seen that one.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Oh my God,
man!
Can we all get together? Oh yeah,
his hands on her nipple.
Oh yeah,
really?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. God. Oh my God, it's really good.
That's like vulgar.
Oh, you think?
Wow.
No,
So, quick,
here's the deal. Of course, she's not quitting, which we talked about before.
She ain't quitting.
No, she's got the NISA. But what's interesting is she wants to propose, keeping jobs in the United States, which I'm not, because the unemployment rate in the United States right now is essentially zero anyway. So I'm kind of
going to buy us some more jobs, man.
Well, the whole point is that one of the things that people don't realize is that every dollar that is spent, she's talking anywhere from $6 to $20 billion of jobs, you know, and these are public sector jobs. These are stuff where you know, build a new dam or a road or a bridge or something like that.
Jimmy Doan studio.
Again, I'm not. Jimmy would have to be dishonest to take it, then he would do it. So she announced,
"We'll take it for you, Jimmy, just to keep you honest."
Yeah,
man.
That's it. Yeah,
we love you, man.
Send it. Just make sure that there's there's a funnel bank account to the Grand Cayman. She announced support to her plan to create 3 million new jobs to rebuild the U.S. infrastructure. And of course, the question you have to ask yourself is, where are these 3 million people coming from? I'm guessing they're coming over the border, but they might not. The fact is, I don't know where they have to quit another job is what they have to do in order to do this. They're already working is what I'm saying.
Hey, you know, you quit one, take another one.
Hillary, man.
So anyway, she's promising to create jobs by using $60 billion. Of course, being saved by the Iraq War. Of course, we did that once.
That's 60,000 million. That's like an entire University of Florida stadium. You just give everybody $1 million and tell them to go home. That's how much money that is. I hope I'm there for that.
I know, man.
It's like Oprah on steroids, you know?
Yeah, that's it. So anyway, the point is, it is not a good thing when these people talk about. This is classic, of course, liberalism, and she's trying to pander to people who are idiots. Mm-hmm. And they've been idiots, but something we're talking about after the break, and that is the school system again, which is one of my favorites.
All right.
So security of the border fence. Border fence up.
Jimmy Doan Show.
Oh, tasers.
Jack Rhodes.
April 3rd, 2008.
We'll be back.
The Jack Rhodes Show.